Now, there's been another sharp drop in the number of rental properties available for people who are in receipt of the Housing Assistance Payment, or HAP. According to the latest Locked Out report by Simon, while the number of properties on the rental market has increased, there's been a fall in availability on the HAP scheme. Of the 1,349 properties available to rent in December across 16 areas, including major cities, just 148, or 11%, fell into HAP categories. For more on this, I'm joined by Wayne Stanley. He's the head of policy and communications at the Simon Communities of Ireland. And good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Now, we know we've had a rental crisis for some considerable time, but your statistics are monitoring particular pressure on those who are in receipt of state aid, or the HAP scheme as it's known.
Exactly right. So, pardon me, the reason why Simon, I suppose, is focused on this area is when you look at homelessness, you look at the fact that if you want to address it, you have to prevent people coming in the first instance and support people out. And the HAP is a mechanism for people who are in housing need on low incomes to find a place to live within the private rental market. And also for people who are experiencing homelessness, it's one of the routes that we can use through local authorities to help support people to get out of homelessness. So we have a particular focus on the HAP rates. And what we're seeing is, you're right, there was an uplift in the total number of properties available, but at still only 1,349 properties, it's a very low level, even though there was a welcome increase. The fall to 148 properties available to people on HAP is incredibly worrying, because it further shows that the affordability crisis in our housing system is really, really acute.
What else does it show, Wayne? Does it show a resistance by landlords to accepting people in receipt of the HAP scheme?
This report doesn't even get into those kind of extra pressures that are on people on a housing assistance payment. This is purely the level of rent that is asked for, mm-hmm. requested by the landlords. So you're right, there can be a level of discrimination around the HAP as well that will exacerbate that. Because obviously, those 148 properties, they're not ring-fenced for people on a HAP payment, or, you know, they're for everybody to go after. So I suppose that adds to the pressure.
Well, let's talk about the payment itself. It is a significant payment, and there is a discretion within that payment for top-ups as well from the local authorities.
That's right. I mean, it is a significant payment, but I suppose what we're seeing here is that it really doesn't match market rents. And as it's a mechanism for people to support them to pay their rent, it really needs to be looked at in terms of its availability. The discretion available to local authorities in the Dublin area, it's 50%. And you do see the majority of the properties that are available are in the Dublin region. Outside of Dublin, it's only the local authority have discretion up to a 20% increase. So one of the things we have been regularly calling for is that local authorities outside of the Dublin region would have the same level of discretion as local authorities in the Dublin region.
And is that because you're seeing increased pressure now in rural areas and towns outside of the major population centres?
Absolutely. I mean, that's an ongoing trend. I mean, we have seen, as you know, the homeless numbers came out last Friday. And while it was a welcome drop in December, it's not unexpected when we do see kind of extended family reaching out and supporting people out of accommodation for the Christmas period. We generally see an increase again in January. But that's on foot of a significant increase since the moratorium on evictions was lifted in May of last year. We've seen a 12% increase in homelessness. So there's an additional 900 people in homelessness since May to December.
Would you not be concerned, though, that if the discretion on top of the half payment was increased, be that in Dublin or elsewhere, that would simply have the effect of driving up rents again?
What it would be doing would be catching up with the rent. What we're seeing at the moment is huge levels of people topping up from their own income to meet those rents. What we're seeing in our food centres is people who are coming to the end of the month, people who are in accommodation presenting to Simon to get support because for the last week of the month they just don't have any money to pay for food because people prioritise their rent. So yes, it is chasing unaffordable rents, But if we don't do it, we're putting the burden of those rents on the most, on the poorest, the most vulnerable in our society. What I would say is the solutions to it aren't to continue to chase those rents. That's an immediate thing that needs to be done. Other things that can be done sort of straight away is with the Simon Bill passed second stage in the Oireachtas in December, which is a mechanism which will allow people who are at imminent risk of homelessness a bit of extra time in their accommodation and provide local authorities and agencies like Simon more time to either keep people in that accommodation or support them into alternative accommodation. We do need to look at the HAP rates in the short term. You know, that discretion has to be there to local authorities, and we need to at least cut back or end this topping up, because that's just making accommodation unsustainable. The other areas we can look at is the vacancy, dereliction, and the sort of over-the-shop and opportunities for converting retail space, so those empty spaces in our towns and cities. We have to be able to bring those back in line. I mean, crucially, that has to be done in a way that brings them back and locks in affordability into that system. And that's not an easy needle to thread, but I think with a bit of imagination, it can absolutely be done.
And some of what you're saying, these are medium to long-term strategies, but the immediate problem, are you telling us that you are assisting people who make choices at the moment about whether to eat or pay the rent?
Well, people always prioritise paying the rent. So, but they're not eating, or they're having to reach out to Simon to meet their food needs.
And what is the gap like between the HAP payment and the rent that people have to find every month?
So, obviously, it varies depending on the area. There's a number there, but we regularly see people who are topping up by 250 to 500 euros a month.
And these are people who are already in serious financial difficulty.
Yeah. Generally, you're talking about people on a social welfare payment.
And you talk as well, you come back to the numbers you gave us there, while you say the number of homeless families has declined since the lifting of the eviction moratorium. Those numbers have increased.
That's right. So the total number of people in homelessness has increased by 923 since May. Year on year, it's a 9% increase, because what we saw during the moratorium on evictions was there as a COVID response. What we saw was a fall in homelessness. So I go back to my earlier point that if we want to address homelessness, we have to stop people from coming in. We have to prevent homelessness, sort of, and stop people having to cross the threshold of a homeless service. And we have to support people out. And that was what was happening over the COVID period, because that the moratorium on evictions was supporting people to stay in the accommodation they were in. And we were able to reach out to them. And if they're getting into difficulties, they were able to reach out to their local authority.
Okay.
And then on the other side, what we saw was an increase in allocations by local authorities to people who were in homelessness, because obviously we wanted to get people out and make sure that they weren't, those kind of congregated settings had a new impetus because it was a public health emergency. So one of the things we have to see, and it's important to say, when we talk about local authority housing, we're talking about housing that is provided to the people on the lowest income in the state. And it's very hard to find a hierarchy of need within that group.
Okay.
But in the current homelessness crisis, we feel probably the allocation should be higher to those experiencing homelessness, and we should be getting more people out of homelessness through that route, at least while we wait for the local authority build cost rental to come online, and we have a more level of public housing that's more in line with the need that's there.
All right. Wayne, thank you very much for joining us. That's Wayne Stanley of Simon Communities of Ireland. It's 7:20.